Is there one thing from whenever you're younger, you were younger, I should say, that you still think about from time to time? And it's like, if I would have just done that a little differently, things could have gone completely different and in a good way different in my life. Any regrets from whenever you were younger? 601-995-1017. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? There are people on Reddit talking about the dumbest mistakes that they made in their early 20s. One person said, and this one hit kind of close to home, I decided against contributing to my company's matching 401k. It cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I could see that, but I would love to know the policy on that person's 401k, because a lot of companies, you don't get the full benefit of the match unless you stay with the company for so many years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I have actually never looked that closely into the 401k policy because I myself have never contributed to it. Which I maybe later in life, I will chalk that up as a big mistake, probably whenever I'm 85 years old and still working.
You'll be a greeter at Walmart.
Man, if I would have just contributed to my 401k, I'd be living high on the hog right now.
I've never heard that before.
Never heard high on the hog?
No, that's such a great phrase.
Yeah, I think it definitely is like an old person phrase. 601-995-1017. Biggest regrets. We got one from Jackie that says, I think my biggest regret is moving away from home and raising my girls without their family, without their grandparents and their aunts and their cousin. That's a big one. That's a big one. Like thinking, no, I can do it on my own. And then looking back, like, I mean, I did do it on my own and I was able to do it on my own, but it would have been so much easier and better for everybody involved if I wouldn't have been so hard-headed.
Yeah, I didn't need to do it alone.
601-995-1017. If you have any regrets from whenever you were younger, can you think of one?
Oh, yeah. So I would say my biggest regret from early 20s is lack of boundaries.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, in all areas of my life, at work, in my personal life, with family, I lacked a lot of boundaries. And I'm still working on it. It's still a major work in progress. But like an example is, you know, in my early 20s working, I wasn't able to speak up for myself at work very easily. And I regret that so majorly. But I am proud of myself because, like, in the last job that I had, I was able to speak up and say, I feel like you guys are trying to fire me. And sure enough, they were trying to fire me.
As luck would have it. It's interesting you say that about lack of boundaries, because I kind of feel something similar about myself whenever I was like much younger and just breaking into the radio industry. Like, I'd do anything. But then I kind of regret how I handled myself a few years after that. Like, I wish maybe I would have had some less boundaries. I feel like I would have been more well liked by people if I was just a little more laid back about certain things.
I'll agree with you on that, because I think my concept of having boundaries at work whenever I was like 20 and not very good at keeping that was exactly like you're saying. Like, I'll just go in and demand what I demand, you know my worth. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, you realize like companies don't like that at all.
Exactly.
So there is learning on how to keep your boundaries, but also do it in a way that you don't lose your job.
I don't know actually if it was my dad who gave me this advice or if he relayed this advice from my godfather. It could be either one of them. And I don't blame them 100% because it was just something I heard in passing and then I hung on to. But the piece of advice was, if you can keep a car running for $1,000 a year, you should not get a new car. And the thought process is, so say you buy even a lower end new car for $15,000. You're not going to be able to run that car with no major issues for 15 years. So if you have an older car and you can keep it running for $1,000 a year, you should do that. On paper, it sounds like good advice, I thought. So I had this like a 2005 Ford Escape or something. It constantly broke down. And every time it broke down, it was $1,000.
Ooh,
and for a while, I would say for maybe 2 to 3 years, I would have like every 6 months, $1,000 repair. I spent so much money on that thing, fixing it. But then it's like, if I spent $1,000 to get it fixed and in 6 months it needed another repair, it's like, what do you do at that point? Because I did just spend $1,000 to fix it. Should I fix it again? Should I get a new car? Well, I pick to fix it again every single time. And financially, I don't think that that was the right choice for me.
Probably
I just don't.
Not. Yeah.
It didn't go well.
No.
Like, I remember I used to have like a savings, like a decent sized savings. And I was like, did I just waste that all on frivolous stuff? And I certainly did some of it, but a lot of it was getting my car fixed in my 20s. So there's a regret. There's a big life regret from my 20s. 601-995-1017. Zach texts us and says, whenever I was younger, my cousin and I would always get into the habit of taking weekend trips to go to other states. One time he created a list to visit every state for the next 2 years. I was nervous about it because of money issues. Now he's in a serious relationship with a girl who doesn't like to do a lot. I wish at the time I would have said, forget the money and just... we would have went and saw all 50 states.
Yeah.
That's an interesting regret, too.
I don't blame him. Like, that's, I don't have a lot of regrets from my 20s. But when I think about my 20s, I lived in England for 2 years.
Mm.
And, you know, I got my master's degree. I pursued radio. Like, I did so much in my 20s. There's really not a lot to regret.
I gotcha. That makes sense.